Not sure if you understand how school funding works, but for the general audience out there, there's a, basically what happens is all of the money across the state is put into a pool via the property tax levy that the state sets, and then it comes back to us on a per pupil allocation. So on the general fund side, the state is raising the general mill fund levy, if you will, by 5.5%. We, in turn, at the school district level, see about a 1.75% increase on a per pupil basis once you factor in the one-time money from year to year. So, you know, there's a little bit of a misnomer that we're asking for 5.5%. That's really not true. What we're getting from the state is 1.75% on a general fund per pupil basis. They also raise the levy 15 cents on the special ed side, which is another levy, which they haven't raised for 6 or 7 years. But again, that's something that's set at the state level. On a local level, what's controllable by the local school board, we are raising the capital outlay fund assessment by 6 cents, which is only 2.5%. And at the same time, on the opt-out, our $7.5 million on an assessed basis is going down about 2%. So what the local school board controls, we're only raising it by 4 cents year to year. And that was an increase that we had really built into our five-year plan. You know, we're building three new elementary schools, a new middle school for growth. We've got the technology initiative that's going on. So all in all, we feel really good about holding the line on the taxpayer side of things.
Let's talk a little bit about the technology initiative and the 4 cents, where it will be going. I know part of that is for the technology initiative, correct?
Correct.
For those who aren't familiar with what the district is hoping to do, talk a little bit about the purchase of the Google Chromebooks and the Apple iPads.
Well, we're going to move to a one-to-one device at the student level. So we think it's very important to put the to put that power into our kids' hands. So essentially, what will happen is that every child K through 2 will get an iPad. And the Chromebooks will go to the kids in the third through 12th grade.
The state's going to be changing some testing, correct? Are those needed to be able to participate in some of the state Dakota STEP testing?
That's not really the reason we're going forward with it, but the state is testing and going to an online environment. So we had to do an assessment as a school district. Every school district had to really to figure out their readiness, if you will, on being able to move to an electronic testing environment. And, you know, our assessment said that we could do it, although it's going to be very tight with the existing infrastructure that we have and a number of technology devices. Just because what we're going to have to do to if we weren't moving to this one-to-one initiative, is we'd have to take all the technology out of all the classrooms to be able to accommodate the testing, because, you know, we're testing for 22,000 kids across the district, and so it puts a strain on our technology. This will certainly help, but it's really not the reason that we're moving forward with this initiative.
Kello News Time is 7:14. Doug Morrison, the president of the Sioux Falls School Board, joins us. So what are the reasons for moving forward with the technology initiative?
Well, because it's the environment that our kids are learning in. It's the environment that they're comfortable in. That's where education is probably moving to. It's something that they deal with in their regular life. It's all about engaging students, and we just feel that, we are going to engage students more. Teachers are excited about the technology. We've thought about this for a long time. We didn't just jump into it. We had our own teachers through a series of grants over a couple years actually pilot some of these programs with the iPads and the Chromebooks. And so they were sort of our laboratory to be able to move forward with this initiative. So we're very excited about the possibility and look forward to our students learning in really an environment that they're most comfortable in and engaging them. And we think it's a big step forward for our district to be able to do this.
Now, of that 4-cent increase, reports had said that other things the district had hoped to do would include reading recovery programs as well as some pay raises for teachers. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, we're moving forward with hiring about 20 additional, reading resources, if you will, across the district. It's about a $2 million initiative. We've just had a hard time moving our, portion of our kids forward in their reading, and they're behind. If you look at statistics, although we may rank well in the state and nationally, we still have, 20% or so of our kids that are behind in their reading, and we need to, the administration, the teachers, the district is just that's not acceptable to them, and so we're putting more resources against that. And, if you recall years ago, through all the budget cuts, reading recovery was one thing that, we had to change the program on. And although it's successful, there's just not enough of them. And so we just have to put more resources against it, and something the board is committed to. As far as the teacher increases, we went through quite a number of years of getting in some cases we moved backwards in our funding and our teacher pay. With everything that was going on with the economy. And so we're just trying to move the teachers forward. They really took the brunt of those cutbacks over the years, and we've been good stewards of our fund balance. And so there's a new negotiated agreement that we're in the process of doing with the teachers that will last for the next 5 years. I can't go into details on that because it hasn't been ratified, but we're very excited about what the two sides have negotiated to at this point, and that'll become, announced in the coming weeks. But certainly there is a portion of there that's earmarked in there to spend down our fund balance and return a large portion of that and put it into our teachers and our staff. It's staff across the board, whether it's custodian, food workers, educational assistants, teachers across the board. And so we're very excited about that as well, and think it's time that we spend into that fund balance and get our teachers back up to a level where we feel they should be.